Good morning, boys and girls. How many of you are afraid of me? None of you? Well, I'm glad. Can you think of any reason why you would be afraid of me? Haley? Because I might judge you because I'm the pastor, if I'm not a pastor, okay? Don't worry, I will not do that. So you do not need to be afraid of me, ever, okay? But you know, there was somebody who was afraid of me. A few weeks ago, I was back in Hawaii. And while I was there, I had a chance to spend some time with my two grandsons. One grandson is 5 years old, and the other one just turned one. Now, the five-year-old had seen me enough that when he saw me again, he was happy to see me, and he even brought some toys with him so that we could play together. But my other grandson, who's just 1 year old, when he saw me, he looked at me like, "Who is this guy?" And he would not let go of his mommy when he saw me. But I didn't pay any attention to that and played with the other five-year-old. And at one point, my daughter had to leave the room to go somewhere and do something. And when the one-year-old saw that his mommy was not there and he was alone with his brother and me, he got scared and he started looking for his mommy. And when he didn't see her, he started crying. So he was afraid of me. Well, the next time I saw them, he still looked at me like, "Who is this guy?" But I decided I would try something, so I just scooped him up in my arms and carried him and took him outside with his brother. And he started looking around like, "Where's mommy?" But I kind of said, "You know, let's go play." And we found a nice patch of dirt. And we started playing in the dirt, digging holes and pretending to make roads and building bridges. And he thought that was pretty cool. And we got all dirty. And I made sure we cleaned up before his mommy saw them. But the third time I was with my grandsons, and it was the day I had to come back here, when the one-year-old saw me, he came running up to me, and he looked up at me. And he didn't say anything, but I could tell what was going on in his mind. "Let's go play in the dirt." So we went right outside and we played in the dirt until it was time that I needed to get ready to go to the airport. And when I said goodbye, he looked at me like, "Where are you going? Why can't we play in the dirt anymore?" And you know, he was not afraid of me anymore. And it took spending time with him. And when he spent time with me, then he realized he didn't need to be afraid of me. You know, boys and girls, there are some people who are afraid of God. They think God is mean. They think God is going to hurt them if they're not good. Do we need to be afraid of God? No. God loves us very, very much. And the more time you spend reading your Bibles and getting to know God better, the more you realize just how much he loves you. And God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to be our Savior. Jesus loves us too. And this morning, Emily here wants to sing a song about Jesus loving us. And it's a song I think all of you know. But Emily, just sing it for us.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will take away my sin, child come in. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Thank you, Emily.